Yaz, and the only way is up here at Classic Kids. Waking up. What is wrong?
Oh, Jay, we're sorry.
That's very strange. Was that you? Was
I stuck my earphones on the microphone there by accident, yeah. Sorry about that.
Put your earphones on the microphone.
Well, I was, yeah, they were passing by it and it sort of sat, it settled for a second, yeah. You're not supposed to do that or else you get that noise. So you're not supposed to do that.
And it's already been a fantastic start to the morning because PJ went to sit down and the arm fell off his
fell
chair.
Fell off my chair. Oh, God, I'll tell you something. We're not
I
in a good mood.
I wonder sometimes whether or not people do that to you on purpose. Do they set things up like that?
Maybe
like
they
why
do.
Why would you, the arm just fall off your chair?
I really don't know.
What does somebody have to do to them things?
I really don't know. It's like somebody says, yeah, PJ and Jim, they're United fans, aren't they? Yeah. Right, it's been a terrible night for them. So here's what you do, right? Yeah. Go in. Pull the arm off the chair for a start.
Yeah, and my set of headphones as well.
Yeah.
One ear was missing.
To whatever you do, have a slash on Jim's headphones there or something. And then we'll just make sure that they give them the triple threat.
Kick them when they're down.
Yeah, kick them when they're down. Yeah,
that'll
do.
That's the way to get them. Kick them when they're down.
God.
Anyway, 9:30 past 6 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. At least there's only 24, in fact, less than 24 hours to go to your birthday.
Yay!
And then everything becomes right in the world.
Happy birthday to me.
It may be Wednesday, 17th of April to the rest of the world. But no. In here, it's
Birthday's Eve.
Birthday's Eve, that's the one.
Birthday's Eve, that's what it is, yep.
It's Wednesday,
damn
Birthday's
straight
Eve.
It is.
Happens tomorrow, the big one. Actually, speaking of birthdays, Margaret Dunley's been on to say her daughter Elizabeth is 13 today.
Well, happy very much.
She's up and about already. Margaret dragged her out of bed, forced her to take a photograph with her presents. I'm joking. Elizabeth is surrounded by goodies there. God, she looks like she's got a good haul.
She does as well. Look at that.
I hope things go well for you, PJ.
I'm sure. Elizabeth, what's you got? You got 1, 2, 3, 4.
She
five,
even got
six big bags and a balloon.
Yeah. Does that bag say Happy Birthday Elizabeth on it?
It does, yeah.
That giant card.
Oh, hold on. Let me have a flickeroonie.
Oh, that, it's one, look at that. She even got a sign made.
Box and a sign and everything.
You've set the bar a bit high there, Elizabeth.
Two bees kissing on one of them bags as well. Look there. Yeah, be into this now.
You've set the bar a bit high. I'm not... Yeah. Tomorrow's PJ's birthday, obviously, and I hope he's not...
I think
hasn't given him ideas.
I'm sorry to break it to you, Elizabeth, but I'm obviously going to be spoiled even more than this tomorrow.
Anyway, listen, happy birthday to you, Elizabeth, from all the gang, your mum and dad, and from Joshua, Victoria, and Benjamin.
Have a great one, Elizabeth. It's all about you today.
Have a belting day. Have a belting old day. Good foggy morning, lads. Coming in from Derek. Morning, lads. Everyone always checks in with yourselves, but poor Tara never gets a look in.
She does so.
Hi, Tara, says Greg, the... Ballinasloe
butter
index.
Alright, firm to yielding apparently, yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
I thought he was going to call himself the Ballinasloe butter index or something.
Yeah.
I thought he was setting himself up with a title there, Greg.
It's a pity he doesn't have a B in his name. If his name was Barry now, it would have been perfect. Barry, yeah. The Ballinasloe butter index. we're going to go with your real name, Greg.
Absolutely, Greg. And Tara Moore, I tell you, she would get a look in. If she was here a bit more. But
yeah, she only drops in another time. I don't know what she's saying, but I can hear her giving out.
Yeah, it's not good, man. Not good. Anyway, morning, PJ and Jim. Can you say hi to Antoinette and Michelle? They're on the way to Dublin Airport, heading over to our brother and his girlfriend. They're living in Oxford.
Oh, very nice.
They're going over for a couple of days in the booze.
Jeepers. Careful now.
Going to miss listening to you in the mornings. No, you won't.
No, you won't. Stop that. You know exactly where we are. You don't even have to stop listening. You can turn us on in the app or whatever. Worldwide we are, so we are.
Yeah.
You're just pretending that you're going to miss us.
Tony the Greenkeeper says he's got a big day ahead. Doesn't tell us what it is.
Oh, Tony.
Mmm.
What are you doing, Tony? I know what he's doing, Jim. He's sending me a present. He's out shopping for me. Jim's gone mad. He's speaking in tongues. You just lost him.
I was trying to read Dan and Cork's text in there, but it makes absolutely no sense to me, so I'll have to read it again before I... Because I'm always a bit cautious, you know, about reading out those texts.
Oh, in case they mean something that you don't understand until after you've read it out.
Exactly. Anyway, look, I'll have to come back to you on that, Dan. I can't make out head nor tail what you're talking about. Anyway, 13 minutes past 6 o'clock. It is Birthdays Eve here at Classic Hits. 087-188-0008 as always on WhatsApp. If you want to give us a show for whatever reason, going to rock through the birthdays for today. Tomorrow, of course, will be dominated by just one.
Absolutely.
But today, actually, if you won them today, you could take tomorrow off for your birthday.
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing?
That'd be a great thing to do because then you could stay in your house and nobody'd have to do anything around here.
Oh, well, well, well. Talk about
pulling. I wanted to just say it would be a win-win.
The wrapping paper out from under me. I tell you something, Jim McCabe, shame on you.
Yes, sit down. Hey. James here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 17 and a half minutes past six. About to get stuck into the birthdays for today.
It always seems like he's giving out to someone in that song. Ah, sit down. Ah, sit down. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sit down and shut your face.
Is he not giving out to them, though?
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't know.
I think he's saying, sit down next to me. You know,
as like in
he's
a friendly thing?
Yeah.
Right.
Sit down, sit down. I think he's going to sit down and we'll have an old party. I think he's doing that.
But is that a Dublin thing to say to somebody? Or is that everywhere? Somebody goes, ah, sit down, will you? Is that a put down everywhere else?
I don't know. Like, I know.
Because you say it to people even when they are sitting down. They're just getting a bit mouthy.
Yeah.
Ah, sit down, will you?
Ah, sit down. Or me granddad used to say, ah, get down off me. I don't know. Get down off me.
Get down off
yeah,
me.
Yeah, get down off me and leave me alone.
What were you doing to your granddad?
Say, get down off me. You say it to anyone. Ah, get down off me. Stop it. Annoy me. Get down off me.
Fantastic.
You just don't know. I don't know where these things
imagine
come from.
Imagine passing by a house and hearing that going on, somebody shouting at somebody, get down off me. Oh, yeah. My God, what are they
What's
doing to that old man
that
in there?
Poor man. Get down off me and leave me alone. I only asked if you wanted a cup of tea. You cranky man.
Right, you ready to rock through some of these birthdays?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, right, here we go. It's this lady's birthday.
You are an odious little man.
Oh, Linda. The only
person.
I have not made
the only
one comment
person
about
you were
you.
Damaging up there was your.
Did I mean
you may not be used to dealing with women with brains, but I have a brain. My brain goes
excuse
into
me.
The sky.
Excuse
my door
me.
Opens, and
excuse
then I speak.
Me.
Back to the back.
Oh, I remember that. That was Billy from Aslan.
Yeah, on the late
obviously,
late.
Billy from Aslan isn't the one going, you're not used to dealing with a woman with a brain.
No, he was on the receiving end.
Yeah, he was going, get down off me, will you? Linda Martin, of course, it is.
Yeah,
Linda Martin.
Having a rant.
She does come across as mad as a box of frogs.
Yeah.
I do love that her and Twink have a rivalry and everything. I wish it was more public.
Is that still a thing?
Oh,
because remember they had a massive
so.
Falling out because Twink called her a very horrible name,
what,
apparently.
What did she call her?
Well, just put it this way. She called her a very horrible name that starts with a C.
Oh, she did not.
And it's not.
Oh, was that one, wasn't
and
it?
And it wasn't the classy one.
Yeah. Oh, God. I didn't realise that.
Well, she overheard her. She didn't call her to her face. Apparently,
of course
they were in a staying in a hotel doing some show.
Right, yeah.
And Linda Martin opened her window thing. And she heard Twink and somebody else next door
is
in their room.
Is that what happened?
And for about an hour and a half, they ripped into Linda Martin.
You're joking.
Behind her back, yeah. According to the story.
Jeepers. Wouldn't it be great? Get down off me, Twink. You're not used to a woman with a brain. I tell you. That's mad. Yeah, what a great rivalry because the both of them seem equally sort of as fiery as each other.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of like.
And they are sort of, I mean, you know, they're both sort of show bandy.
Yeah.
Funny, you know what I mean?
It's kind of what I imagined. I've never seen it, but the two of them is kind of what I imagine Wicked the Musical to be like.
Yeah.
Two witches having a go.
That's very good.
You know, you'd imagine the two of them having a wrestling match and all you hear is you know, Wizard of Oz type of stuff.
Yeah.
They'd be brilliant in it, wouldn't they, the two of them?
That's actually not a bad shout.
Yeah.
Wicked
the Musical with Twink and Linda Martin. It'd be an amazing show.
Amazing success.
Or else just actually get them to have an old scrap. Go for a proper charity white collar.
Like the way MTV used to do Celebrity Death Match.
Imagine. Oh, it'd be wonderful. Poor old Billy got a right earful off that night. He was just having a go at the sort of reality
Eurovision
TV
thing.
Or the Eurovision thing. And it was. It was the reality
he
TV
had a go
way
at
of
Louis,
getting into it.
And he had a go at whoever else was on the panel.
Yeah, because
he was
all
probably
know,
right anyway.
Yeah, he was probably right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Louis Walsh, like, you know what I mean? He's doing his best to ruin music for 50 years now. right, so what age is Linda Martin, though? That's the mystery of it all.
Yeah.
I'd say she's younger than she looks. Oh, no, she's
older than she older looks. Than she probably looks well for her
yeah,
age.
Yeah, yeah, that's jeepers. I couldn't get that one right for a bit. Please don't hate me, Linda. So what age...
You're an odious little man.
But, geez. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
She's...
Yeah. We have Linda on the phone.
You are an odious little man.
There, that's what she had to say about that.
Well, I know what you are, but what am I? I gotta say she's like 68.
She's actually 72.
Whoa.
72.
Yeah,
like
wow.
I said, show bandy kind of
show
stuff.
Show bandy, you know yeah, I mean? Should have known. God,
right.
Fair play to her.
Another singer for you this time. Well, actually, I don't even know if it's fair to call this girl a singer now, to be honest with you anymore, because I don't know if she ever sang in the first place. Former Spice Girl, Victoria Beckham.
Oh, Victoria, yeah, that's got
posh Spice.
I don't think you're even allowed to mention the Spice Girls anymore.
Has
she's
she
so
washed
posh
her hands
of it? She's back now.
Yeah, yeah.
She is actually back now. She's coming back after all, because she was the one that held up the reunion for years and years and years.
Yeah.
It was always down to her. She was never going to do it.
And now, I could have tried to get a clip of her, but I think she's only spoken once in her life, and that was to Ali G.
Yeah. Although she does have that really famous quote where she said she wanted to be more famous than Purcell Automatic.
That's right.
That was her whole ambition of life, was to be
which
so famous.
Which is actually
famous.
A kind of a great quote in a weird sort
it
of
is.
Mad way.
It's a great quote.
Yeah.
A really good quote of our time, actually, where people want to be famous.
More famous than
a washing
powder.
Just for being alive. Just for existing. You know what I mean? Now, in this modern day. You know, we were only talking about this the other day. We were talking about how the stars of the past had to be able to sing, dance, act.
That's right, when Ricky Tomlinson was in, we were chatting about you had to be
Ricky
brilliant
Tomlinson.
At everything.
You had to be brilliant at everything. You got trained how to smoke a cigarette. You got
how to ride a horse.
Can you ice skate? Of course I can ice skate. Don't insult me with such stupid questions. You know, they could do everything. And nowadays, all you have to do is... have a phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Just have to
take pictures of yourself.
Here's a picture of me arse. 2 million likes. You know, it's so different. It's so different. And she was like the beginning of famous just because you're a person who's famous, wasn't she?
The Spice Girls.
She was the spot, but after she got bigger than the Spice Girls everywhere.
Yeah.
And then, of course, she married...
Well, it was because she
David
married.
Beckham. Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
Then it sort of took off a rocket.
It really was, yeah. So fair play to her. She was ahead of her time.
Yeah.
She's ahead of her time.
She's a trailblazer.
Yeah.
How old is she, though?
She's 41.
She's 45.
Wow.
45. I was going to say she looks...
I don't know.
And that she's kind of a recluse, isn't she?
And is it even a real head?
Well,
who
that's
knows?
True as well, yeah. There is
she lives
that.
In LA. She's probably got like Wurzel Gummidge at this stage. She can open the wardrobe and put on about 5 different heads, depending on the mood.
Right, speaking of lovely heads, though, Rosanna Davison, it's her birthday today, former Miss World.
Former Miss World.
I think our only ever Miss World, I assume.
Was Holly Carpenter, she was a Miss Ireland, was she? I don't know. Mm. Holly Carpenter did something like that. She's our only Miss World, maybe, yeah.
And Rosanna Davison deserves extra credit for becoming Miss World, bearing in mind that her dad is Chris de Burg.
Yeah, bearing in mind, her dad is a living half-Argentinian leprechaun. Which is an incredible thing.
Are you sure there's no solicitors listening to this show this early?
No, they don't get up at this time.
That's
yeah.
all right then.
Yeah.
Because just in case somebody would take offence to that, that's all, you know.
Who would take offence to that?
I mean, surely to God that's a compliment.
Don't pay the ferryman. He'll take your whole crock of gold. Don't pay the ferryman. Yeah, that's it.
Brilliant. Yeah, you're right. Who could possibly be offended by that?
He keeps his crock of gold somewhere in Docky, I think.
Yeah, Rosanna, who, to be fair, I met her once or twice,
lovely.
I think, at charity things.
I've met her a
she
few times.
She was sound.
She's
enough.
Actually really nice.
She was grand. She didn't say a lot now.
No, she's been very nice.
Then again, we wouldn't have a great deal in common.
Although I did meet her one time, right? This is actually true. And she was really nice to me now, in fairness.
Yeah.
Right? And we were doing this photo shoot for some charity thing. So straight away, I was on the back foot and I was nervous, right?
Right.
I was nervous.
Was it one? Did you have one of your moments, you know, about... who was that we said if you met... you'd go all sort of. I have shoes.
Glenda Gilson. Every time I meet Glenda Gilson.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time.
I'm wearing me shoes.
I've met her 4 or 5 times. Every time I meet her, I turn into a halfwit. Like, I mean, I'm only.
You
I'm
turn
only,
into
no,
a halfwit?
No, I'm a half. Oh, yeah, quarterwit. Yeah. I turn into a quarterwit.
So, with Rosanna Davison, does the same thing happen?
No, but it was all right. I was chatting away to her. I was a bit self-conscious now because she's absolutely stunning.
Right.
And here's me.
Right.
And we were doing this thing.
You didn't have your mustache at the time.
No.
I know, because then she wouldn't have spoken to you.
Yeah, of course not, yeah. Jeez, I wouldn't even talk. I'd hide from her now. Stop looking at me. I'm doing all that. Like yeah. Notre Dame.
Let's not make any Notre Dame references.
Yeah, it'd be like the Hunchback with no cathedral to hide in. So I'd be there. And it was a bit hot. And she put her arm around me.
Oh,
to do the photograph.
Oh, yeah,
and
right, okay.
She goes, and she started laughing. She goes, oh, the drink sweats, you know? You know the way you can know?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, yeah.
she said to you, the drink sweats.
Yeah, yeah, because you know the way you can feel, and you know.
Oh my God.
I was like, yeah. But I hadn't drank in 3 years.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So you were a touch clammy, were you?
I was a bit clammy, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And nervous and all.
Right, that went well. So you're meeting literally Miss World. And you're a bit clammy.
And I went all clammy in front of her. And she mentioned it.
Very bad form on her behalf.
Well, it wasn't really. She was being really nice. Like, yeah. She was making a joke and all. And I was very clammy. And it's kind of hard to avoid considering she had her hand on it. Right.
How old is she?
She's 38.
35.
Ah.
Only 35.
Far, right.
Right, I'm going to save a couple more, right? Because we're getting close to headlines.
Yeah, because I'm talking too much as usual.
Well, I didn't want to say it. Yeah,
that's what happens. Hire a half-wit, get a quarter-wit. It's your fault, like, Jim.
It's a bit like that time that Rosanna Davison put her hand on you and you were a bit clammy. I didn't want to say anything, but sometimes you just have to.
You have to move on.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. 25 to 7. Morning to you.
Good morning. It's bright out. It's 6.30 and it's bright.
Yeah, this is the first day. I was actually about to say it was taking ages since the clocks went.
It seemed to be taking ages
back.
But this morning you could notice that little tinge of light. It was still dark, but it was that little tinge
and
of light.
17 degrees today somewhere.
Well, in the west.
Right.
Yeah, in the west. The best of the weather.
Those
apparently
lucky
this,
Westerners.
I know, there's lucky Westerners. God love them. They've been battered by
yeah, they got
storms
battered, yeah,
all winter.
I could just imagine anybody in the west going, shut your mouth, McCabe. We're not going through winter.
The
Atlantic's normally some miles.
17 degrees and the forecast for the weekend looking pretty good. Hazy sunshine rather than bright sunshine for most of it. That'll do. Temperatures up to 20 degrees,
yay!
Possibly even above it. But the best for the west again. So Dublin
That's
is going to be
on
and the east coast is going to be a little cooler. But yeah, there you go.
Tell something, PJ. I just realised the way you're obsessed with the idea of heat, but you're not that pushed about sun. It doesn't matter as long as you're warm.
I'm warm, yeah, I'm warm.
You should go and live in like an Amazon jungle or something.
Well, that's
perfect
a nice way.
Place for you.
You know what I mean?
Perfect place for you, yeah. You could be on your own, you could be grumpy, no one would find you in the forest. No one would bother you by knocking into you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd be warm all the time. In fact, not just warm, sweating.
Sweat, oh, yeah. You're making it sound positively wonderful, yeah?
Yeah. How they don't run holidays, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not amazing. It doesn't sound like you want to get rid of me at all.
No, imagine, no, no.
It's not often your workmates say, do you know what you should do? Just go to the jungle. Go to the jungle
and
stay there.
And stay there.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to say it like that, obviously it sounds a bit bad, but you know.
Go there with your quarter with primate mates
we're
and
just,
hang out.
No, hang on. We're just trying to see you in a live, because you give out constantly about the environment that you're forced to live in here. So, sod off and go and be comfortable and happy and warm.
Cold with people.
Somewhere else.
It's your worst nightmare.
I don't even know how you do go to a jungle. I don't even know how to get there.
Actually. I'll get working on that one right now. I'll get back to you after a second.
The holiday
queen. I'll have your flights booked and all fee, I will.
It's my birthday tomorrow. This is outrageous.
It's our happy birthday present to you. Sod off and go away.
Imagine that. You're going to the Amazon. Woo! Wilson Phillips and Hold On, The Harder I Try from the Brother Beyond. My God, I haven't heard that in yonks.
Brother Beyond. What was there one again? Hold on a minute.
The Harder I Try.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I was going, wait a minute, that's Wilson Phillips. Where are you going with your Brother Beyond? I thought you'd lost it for a minute. I was trying to bail you out.
Yeah.
I was trying to get you out of trouble there.
Thanks for that.
No problem, anytime.
You had me back.
I'm here if you need me.
Excellent.
No problem. I'm always looking after you, Jim.
Right, a few birthdays left that we missed out
on. If it wasn't for me, Jim would be lost.
I'll tell you something.
He wouldn't.
It's true. I don't know how I wouldn't get through it.
When I got him into radio, I said, Jim, you're going to like this. And I have your back.
It's one of the most famous. Oh, it was a great day. It was a great day, it has to be said.
It's like when he got me into stand-up. He says, I'm an award-winning comedian, he said. You're going to love it.
Right, there's a couple of birthdays we missed, right?
Yeah.
Like, for example, Sean Bean.
Sean Bean?
Yeah.
Oh, Sean Bean, another one, another chancer.
Well, yeah, to be honest with
another
you,
another chancer.
I'm glad you picked up on that, because I was going to say that to you, that there is a touch of, you know, the way you're always slagging De Niro and Pacino
and don't Sean you dare Connery. Leave Sean Connery just because right. you like him.
But Sean Bean does get away with using the same accent
the same
a lot.
All the time. He's this Sheffield Steelworkers accent.
I mean, he's
accent.
Been in period dramas. He's yeah. been in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He's like...
He's been in Ronan. American private, American sort of... Secret Service stuff and all.
Yeah.
And he's just... What's the accent? He's got that
it's
sort got,
It's Sheffield, so it's kind of... Well, it's kind of... I always... if I need to get his accent, I always do the O2 ad. O2. Something like that is... Yeah.
Yeah, something like that, isn't it?
It's, yeah, I can't get it now.
Yeah, you're betting.
Winter's coming.
Winter's coming.
From north.
Yeah, that's what he sounds like. No matter what he's supposed to be doing.
But you're an Indian prince in this one, Sean. Yeah.
Well, I warn the Raj. Tell the Raj that the Jalfrezi gang are coming and they're going to try and take the temple. They're going, part of India are you from?
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Calcutta. Can't you hear my Calcutta accent? Right. You know what I mean?
To be fair, you're
he's a bit
right
of a chancer.
He does.
No, he does it well.
He's a good actor.
He's very convincing.
Yeah.
And he's very easy to watch. Yeah. I like him. And he seems like a very nice fella. Football mad.
Yeah.
Very down to earth sort of a fella.
Yeah, very
I'm just
real
saying,
character.
His accent's in his range. You know what I mean? He doesn't really have an accent. Like, you know the way I can do loads of accents?
Well, yeah, obviously he's not as gifted as you.
Obviously not. Like, I can do Rodakitter. Yeah. Yorkitter. Maybe.
And I mean, it's virtually like he's in the room.
Yeah, and then I can do Nelson Mandela going, I am bringing the freedom to the people.
Wow, yeah.
And then Ryan Tuberty, welcome to the literature. Everybody, tonight on the literature.
And they're also totally
Ireland's
different.
Greatest comedian, Peter Gallagher.
You're right.
Yeah.
They're also totally different.
Yeah.
And that's,
well, he has one voice and it's the same for all his characters.
Unbelievable.
He's a chancer.
How did he get away with it?
He's a chancer, man. One voice and it's all the same.
Oh, yeah. Two.
Yeah, you know what?
How shit an impression is it when you can literally only do like letters in somebody's voice or a word? It's like my Eamon Dunphy impression is just, no.
No.
And my Sean Bean impression is just, oh, two.
It's not that bad.
I can't say anything else.
Well, my Sean Bean impression is, oh, two.
Right, so Sean Bean, and I'm going
Let
to help you.
Let the chatterless lover.
I've got to help you out with this. Significant birthday for
right.
Sean Bean.
He is 50 today.
60
today. Ah, oh, for the love of God.
What the...
Oh.
I've given up trying to help you.
I thought he was...
Unbelievable.
I didn't think he was 20 years or not. Oh, that's
he's
so mad.
Still,
I thought
Sean Bean, man.
Yeah.
0-2.
60.
Did you not even hear the 60 coming out of that?
I didn't even get it.
0-2.
Happy birthday, Sean Bean. Happy birthday.
Right, tell you, let's go back then to your childhood. Henry Kelly.
Henry Kelly, I used to love Henry Kelly.
Going for gold.
The time is right. It's come to you. Do you remember?
What a jacket.
It was so, oh, what a jacket.
What a jacket.
And where? How did he even get the contestants? Because they couldn't watch the
show.
No,
wait a second. Henry Kelly, was Henry Kelly the one with the jacket? Or am I confusing him with that your man that's...
Yeah, the golden jacket, the goldie jacket.
Oh, yeah.
He was,
there, sorry, but you know who
he was the Irish fella.
Who he looks a ringer for?
Who?
That your man off Virgin Media, TV3 now. Whatever.
Who?
What's his name? The bloke.
The bloke, what's his name?
The blonde-haired fella.
The blonde-haired
Alan, no, is it Alan? Alan Hughes, thank you, Tara.
He does look like Alan
Didn't
Hughes.
He? Aren't they ringers for each other?
Yeah, he does. He looks like, he's an older Alan Hughes, yeah.
Maybe Alan Hughes is Henry Kelly's son.
Yeah, I tell you, you could be onto them. They have a lot of similarities.
And they do, and they both wore those mad jackets for game shows.
They're both quite camp. They're both TV presenters. They both are, there's definitely, you're onto something there. I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Oh, Lord.
Wouldn't be a bit surprised, but I used to
love
Henry
Kelly wore the goldy, sparkly one, didn't he?
Well, no, it wasn't sparkly. It was like a golf jacket. A mustardy, goldy golf jacket.
Right.
Welcome today. We've got Hans Miff Groofden from the Netherlands, remember?
That's right.
And we got Fritzer Dartfield. He's in from Germany. And then it would do that. And then there was, and we have, at the end, Frank from Sheffield.
How you doing?
You know, it was brilliant, Joe.
O2.
Yeah.
O2.
It was brilliant. It was a great show. And it was so dramatic the way they used to do it all.
It was mad.
I used to rush home on my lunch break from school to watch it and all. I thought it was fantastic. It used to be on straight after Sally, Jesse, Raphael. It was fantastic. As you can tell, I took long lunch breaks from school.
Yeah, I was just going to say, how long did you get for lunch?
Kind of as long as I liked, really. They were delighted when I didn't come back. But it was great. It was such a brilliant game show. It was the world all of Europe
playing. I think Henry Kelly's still going on radio. I think he still does radio in the UK, does he?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I used to love watching that show, though, when a fella would win a holiday to the place he had just come from. It was great.
You won a holiday to the Netherlands.
Yeah, so we have Carlos Fernandez from Spain. And this week, it's a trip we're giving away to Torremolinos. And he was like, oh my God.
Just left there.
Is there Torremolinos? That's England. Sunny England. I'm in England now. And I live 100 miles from that kip. It was great stuff. It was brilliant TV. But what? He's older now.
Yeah.
Well, he's like 75.
Oh, not a bad effort. 73.
Ah, right. 73. Oh, I'm not too disappointed with that.
And that's really it, because I'd feel unfair if I asked you to say how old Daffy Duck and Elmer Fudd were.
Oh. Is it really that?
Apparently, apparently this is the date that they first appeared.
No way.
Yeah. Daffy Duck and Elmer Fudd.
I love both of those. Both of them are the most two ill-tempered cartoon characters in the world. The both of them. They're so ill-tempered. They were fantastic to watch as a kid. It was great. Gave me great understanding about why me dad would be bad mood all the time. He was hunting wabbits.
Wabbits. Pesky wabbits.
Pesky wabbits. We all learned to laugh at our dad's bad moods because of Daffy Duck and Elmer Fudd. You know the way.
Anyway, I wasn't going to throw it in. Go have a guess. Go on then. How long are they around?
82 years.
Yeah!
Are you serious?
Absolutely on the money. 82.
Fantastic. That's all, folks. Jim and Mike are flipping chancers. Tara, she always wants answers. What a song that is.
Ah, oh, you're in your flow there.
Oh, yeah.
New Radicals, you get what you give here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's 12 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock on what we have christened Birthday's Eve.
Birthday's Eve. Tomorrow is the big day. Yeah. I know you're all now, very excited.
By the way, just to point out to people, you know, you could be forgiven for believing that it was some sort of a significant birthday. That had a zero in it. But it is actually just the fact that it's PJ's birthday. And for PJ, his birthday is basically like everybody else's Christmas, Easter, Halloween, confirmation, communion, everything all rolled into one. Really.
You're some chancer you are. Look at that. You could be believing it could be a significant birthday.
Just saying,
it is a significant birthday. It's mine. And I'm fnarty fnar.
Yeah. So as I say, just to clarify for people in case they were thinking, my God, I mean, PJ must be becoming 50 or 60 or something.
It's more important than that. 4 and 0, the numbers don't even match. They don't even match.
Wow.
Fnarty fnar tomorrow.
So there you go. So
matchy matchy, wishy wishy.
So today,
the start of your life. You know what they say? 44 is the new 18. That's what they say.
Yeah. Heard that a few times.
There you go. It's going to be brilliant.
Birthday's Eve, 13 and a half minutes past 7. If you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. Lots of stuff to happen, of course. Caribbean Queens, if you want to get involved, just text the word cruise. And your name and details to 087-188-0008. We'll have the hit bit before 8 o'clock. But we have to start with some shocking
news. Oh, it's very bad news for Jim. The war.
I'm aghast.
The war on the meat eater is ongoing at the moment, as we know, right? Vegan power is a real thing. And it's good for the environment, it's good for your health and all this sort of crack. Well, I think it's fair to say that Jim is one of those people that, if he's getting a pizza, say, they say, have you made up your mind, sir? He just goes, I'll have the assorted animal pizza, please. Whatever one has.
It's known as a meat feast.
Well, there you go.
To be honest with you. Or a mighty meaty, or depending on where you buy it. Yeah.
Have you anything that has everything from the farm on it, please? One of everything from the farm. I'll have one of those. And to be honest, I wouldn't be too far behind you myself. Even though I was a veggie, I've totally changed sides. It's terrible.
Yeah, and now look what they're attacking.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, bad enough that they attack whatever else they attack, but literally what I regard as a superfood, a staple of my diet.
I'm going to give you a bit of background before I tell you how much in danger you are.
Okay.
And I attack your superfood, right?
Right.
So moderate amounts of ham, bacon, red meat are linked to bowel cancer, they say. Adults who stick to the guidelines, like this is the guidelines, right? 70 grams of red or processed meat a day still increase their risk of bowel cancer by a fifth compared to those who eat only 21 grams. Which is a hell of a lot less than you're told you can eat safely, right? So for red meat only, the risk was 15% higher than those who ate 54 grams. I know nobody cares about the grams now, but this is what the study says, right?
Right. By the way, we are talking grams here.
Yeah.
I mean, grams. You know how little 20 grams is?
Yes.
God almighty.
Is it even a finger of meat? I don't think so.
I don't know.
So on average, compared with those who had 8 grams a day, scientists found...
8 grams?
Yeah, I know. Who eats 8 grams a day?
That's a lick.
That's a bacon fry. right, a chicken tea. Oh, you know what I mean. So the research part funded by the Cancer Research in UK, right? So here's what it comes down to. This is the dangerous thing. One rasher or a piece of sliced ham a day, you're in the danger zone.
Oh my God.
One rasher a day raises your risk of cancer. Even small amounts. One rasher a day. And then, admittedly, just before we went to air on this, Jim said he'd have a pack a day. Which made me think, when they talked about smoked bacon, he didn't really understand what they were talking about.
I didn't say I'd
Jim's wrapping up rashers and Rizla papers and lighting them up.
I didn't say I'd have a pack every day. I said if I was less, I'd eat a pack. It wouldn't, you know. Rashers are just, they're a superfood, man. They're just the most delicious, fantastic thing ever.
Nothing smells like a rasher.
It's fantastic.
And can we just go a little bit further, right? This happens in the newspapers. This happens a lot, right? They get a study, right?
Yeah.
And the study, they get these broad studies. And then he goes, and it narrows down. So it's like 100% of people in the world, right?
Yeah.
How many of them eat meat? And they get that, right? And then they get the cancer, the people that get cancer out of that, and they get that, right? And then they get the whole, and then how many of them are eating the slice of ham and the rat, right? And so this little puddle, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, right?
Yeah.
Until they have this test case. And then they realise, in this really small pool, 15% of those people have got a, you know,
a thing,
a rasher, and a cancer problem.
Yeah.
And it's a very small, you know, it goes, it's a very small thing.
What you're saying are there's, what's that expression? There's lies, and statistics.
Yes.
Or something like
and
that.
And I'm saying that it's not 15% of all the people in the world who eat rashers.
Right. It's 15% of a very specific pool of people.
Are unhealthy. It's if you have a pack a day habit with the rashers like Jim here, right?
I don't have a pack a day habit. I said I would. If I didn't try and control it.
You know what I mean? Like you're,
there's
you're,
always rashers
if you're going to the pub every day, thing. And if you're smoking cigarettes in that pub or outside the pub every day, right?
Yeah.
The rashers are the least of your problems. Let's not get jumping in straight to the rasher situation here.
Yeah.
The rashers are the least of your problems. I think with most people in the world, the rashers are not they're not what we should target straight away.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's
a bit of exercise.
It's come a long way, hasn't it? If that's where you're at now, where it's kind of like... Yeah, I think I'm a rasher a day, man. You are not, are you?
Yeah, no. One rasher a day?
Yeah, you know, I'd be a full rasher. You wouldn't eat it all, would you? I would. I'd have a full rasher a day.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, my God.
I know,
man.
I'd put a rasher in my pocket now and I'd have a nibble of it.
You know you can...
through the week.
You know you can go about it now. You know there's places and all you can go if you want to wean yourself off it. Is there? Yeah. So if you go into, I don't know, what's the name of a famous addiction clinic? Come on, you should know.
Well, Rashers Anonymous sounds very weird. So I can't imagine that being
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Are you here for the alcohol? No. Cigarettes isn't. No. Rashers. Where's the rasher section?
Yeah, I'm here for the sausage party. They'd be like, what? What? Yeah, I'm here for the sausage party. Apparently the Rasher Anonymous lads are gone hard on the hard stuff. They're in the smoked stuff and all now. They're even eating raw ham. There was a packet out of the shop around the corner. Yeah.
Oh dear. Can't believe they've attacked my beloved Russia.
I know, it's unbelievable. I think when you really look at it though, grand, okay, we should eat less meat.
Right, okay.
I think we can all accept that to a degree. The environment and all, cows belching and farting and all is wrecking the environment. All that, right? Although I've never heard of anyone saying a pig belch has caused a hole in the ozone. I haven't. I've yet to hear it.
Yeah, it's on the way.
You know, yeah, it's on the way, but I've yet to hear it. But I think we're safe enough, you know what I mean? The humble rasher. Eating in moderation is no harm to you, I would reckon. Now, I'm not an expert, you know what I mean? But I do think when it comes down to the average...
Joy.
I do think when it comes down to the average Irish person, and you can sum it up, and yeah, it's horrible to stereotype, but here we go. You probably have a jar or two. You probably enjoy a takeaway an odd time. You may even smoke a cigarette. You might not be religious with your gym stuff. You know what I mean? Maybe the trousers you had 10 years ago don't fit you quite as well today as they did then. Maybe all of these things are happening. I would say if this is your situation, which it is for most of us, don't worry about the rashers. We really have bigger problems.
Yeah, Madonna, Express Yourself here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 7:23. I think Sylvia, crazy dog lady, has had the perfect response to that story about one rasher a day potentially being your downfall. which we're not accepting at
not
all.
Having
not
this,
having it.
Like,
but
I
she's
mean,
just had the perfect response there by texting in to say, ah, lads, I'm starving now.
Of course
I need a rasher and brown sausage sandwich. Of course you do, Sylvia. We all do.
That's how they make vegans eat. That's how they literally make vegans eat, by putting a smell of rashers off their food.
I agree.
They smoke tofu.
That's it. Why do they always refer to, like, you know, vegan burgers or veggie burgers and, you know, veggie sausages and all that?
You know the way they might not be allowed.
References.
They might not be allowed to do that anymore.
Really?
Yeah, remember the EU rules you were doing? Oh, we never did the story. I was reading the story.
So it all happened in your head and you just thought it happened in real life.
No, smarty farty pants. I read it in the newspaper and I didn't talk about it on the radio. But they were talking about, you know, they might stop them using the word burger. You might have to say veggie disc.
Well, there you go. That's better. More like it.
Or whatever.
I don't
know. You can't, but they say disc.
Fooling people.
I was going to say a burger puck, but that's not right. No, that's definitely not in it.
There's definitely something strange about
disc
that.
Or a you could say patty, you might not be able to put the word burger on food packaging.
If it's not a burger.
If it's not actually meat-based,
I concur. I agree wholeheartedly. Anyway, almost 25 past seven. Don't forget, of course, about Caribbean Queens. If you want to get involved, if you think in 60 seconds you can identify a whole host of female celebrities from PJ's Clues, let us know if you want to take part. Just text the word cruise or WhatsApp it, rather, to 087-188-0008.
Get ready to play Caribbean Queens. With thanks to Cassidy Travel, voted Travel Agent of the Year, and Multitrip.com. Compare their costs and cover against competitors to find out why they're Ireland's favorite travel insurance provider. Classic Hits.
Only a couple of places left in the draw, of course. We got today's qualifier, tomorrow's qualifier, and then, of course, on Friday morning, PJ and myself are going to make the call, going to do the draw, phone somebody up and say, guess what? You're off on a Caribbean cruise. Yeah,
guess what? It's the day after my birthday, and you're getting the present. That's what we're going to be saying. Yep.
It'll be a joy to them.
Oh,
anyway, it means Friday morning is when the big draw happens. That's when the winning phone call takes place. So only a couple of places left in that draw. You need to be the biggest qualifier of the day, the one with the most amount of Caribbean queens to your name. So who's going to play?
So who is going to play? It's going to be Loretta Joyce in Galway. How are you, Loretta Joyce?
Good morning, lad. How are you?
Very well, Loretta. How are you?
I'm great, and I swear to God, lad, I love the show. You are brilliant in the morning.
Oh, you're
thank you very much.
You're only saying that because it's true.
Well, yes, it is.
And you're also brilliant in the morning, Loretta.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
if you were on the radio, we'd listen to you, Loretta.
You're too good.
Now listen, the important thing here is, right, you are not just representing yourself, you're representing us. So we want you to do really well and get your name in the draw so that maybe we can call you on Friday and give you this fabulous cruise, okay?
I'm going to do my very best, lads.
Brilliant. Well, we'll be helping you, or specifically PJ will be helping you out as best he can with these clues to female celebrities. As you know, you can't say pass, so we need as many as we can in the 60 seconds. Loretta, you good to go?
As good as I'm going to get.
Fingers crossed! Here we go.
So she's a Scottish chat show host, a daytime chat show.
Lorraine Kelly.
Yeah, that's it. She's a singer from the States. She's Jewish. So was in Hello Dolly.
Hello Dolly, Dolly Parton.
No, she was in Yentl as well. She's kind of has a big nose.
Oh, Barbara Streisand.
Yes.
That's the one. She's a presenter on TV3. I get a little weird around her. Used to be a model.
Very tall, was on Expose.
Oh my God, that lady, she had a baby.
Baby just recently. She's on Expose all the time.
What's her name? She's a model. She was ex-girlfriend of your man.
She's ex-girlfriend of Brian O'Driscoll, that's right, yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. I cannot believe her name.
Oh no, God, we have to get this.
First name rhymes with Brenda.
Glenda Gleeson.
Yeah, close enough.
This person is married to Brian O'Driscoll.
Amy Huberman.
That's the one. That she sang True Colours from the 80s.
Cyndi Lauper.
That's the one. She's the lead singer of the Eurythmics.
Annie Lennox.
Oh, right on the nose. Annie Lennox, yeah, definitely.
I can't believe that.
Oh, you were doing so well as well. She just tripped you up. Glenda tripped you up there. I don't know what happened.
Right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers. What do you reckon, PJ?
It's
what do you reckon? Could that do it for us?
I think it might be able to do it, yeah.
It just depends on how... The thing about it is, Loretta, somebody else could get one of those sticky ones that they just stumble over for a while, you know? Never be sure.
I'll see what's next on the list. Yeah, that's not easy. It's not an easy one.
Yeah. Right, okay. Well, listen.
Lads, thanks for the opportunity, and pre-birthday wishes to you there, PJ.
Thank you so much, Loretta. You're a star. Thank you very much.
Well done. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Take care, Loretta. Well done.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. There you go. Loretta Joyce in Galway. 6 the score now to beat.
She's a little disappointed with herself because she would have had a huge score, but I think it could be enough. You never know.
Yeah. There's just no way of knowing, you know. There's
it's because
no way
she knew Glenda Gilson. She just knew, but the name wouldn't come.
Yeah.
It's like me when I'm looking at my family. I'm like, which one are you? I don't know. Gerdy, is it? I don't know. You're going to have to help me out here.
Anyway, if you want to have a go at trying to beat that score of 6, Niall Boylan is the next opportunity you get. Remember, you need to text Cruise or WhatsApp Cruise and your details to 087-188-0008 if you want to get into play.
Classic hits.
Hip hip. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit!
What sort of an effort was that?
I got my cable stuck in my chair since somebody broke the handle off and it keeps getting stuck there this morning.
Unbelievable.
That was crazy.
Feeble attempt. It was kind of a warbled version.
I couldn't get it out in time.
Like a yodeling past coming back to you.
Couldn't get it out in time. That laugh, what about it? What
right.
about it?
Okay,
you hear the one you're
going to
get for my birthday tomorrow. I can tell you that much. So here we go. It's going to be €610 for the hit bit today. Anya Daly is going to play first, but here's a listen to it. What? There he is. Anya...
Make up your mind where you're going.
Anya, hello. I know you're
hello.
There. Everything that's happening now is my fault. I want you to know that.
Okay, no problem.
How are you getting on, Anya?
I'm great. Now yourself?
Yeah, okay.
Super.
Yeah, not so bad. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, happy birthday. Thank you very much.
She didn't say happy birthday.
What do you mean? Of course she did.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah. Thank you, Anya.
Just calm down, man.
I will be talking to you tomorrow, though.
And many happy returns. Anya, we're going to try
Anya,
and
he's like a 5-year-old. I do apologise.
I've noticed.
Yeah.
So what are you doing today, Anya? Are you busy?
I'm just actually on my way to work. I'm about 2 minutes from work.
All right. Well, right. Let's try and give you some quids before you get there. What do you think it is, Anya?
I think it's Huey Lewis, The Power of Love.
The Power of Love.
Right, Huey Lewis. Mike.
The hit bit is a curious thing, but it's wrong for you, Anya, this morning.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
no
dear.
Thanks, anyway.
Cheers, Anya.
No,
take care. Bye-bye now. Anya sounds like she's on the move. Quite right too.
I'll tell you something. Stay moving. A new thing here where Mike has moved into the studio rather than doing it through the window, and it's great because you can see him hurting. You can see him cringing at his own jokes now before he even tells them. Right, so Karen O'Donoghue's in Cork. How are you, Karen?
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad at
Happy
all.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Karen.
It's tomorrow.
The heck.
Thank you, Karen. You're a star. How are you getting on today? I hope you're having
a brilliant one. I'm good. Yeah.
What are you up to on in the way to work as well?
I'm running on the way to work myself, yeah.
Oh, right.
As in running, as in get a move on, PJ. As in hurry up.
So what are you doing later? Let's try and give you some quids then. What do you think it is?
Is it Culture Club?
Culture Club.
Oh, really?
Which one?
Oh, yeah, which song?
Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
Oh, yeah. Do you really want to hurt me?
Good point for the pun, all right. Listen, I really don't want to hurt you. I really don't want to make you cry. It's wrong.
Oh, okay.
He's actually afraid to sing the tune.
Should we get rid of this bit?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
No.
Anyway, Karen, listen, have a good day. Thanks for having a go with us.
Thanks.
Cheers.
See you later, Karen.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Right, now,
lads,
Mike, before you go.
Yeah, I want to say a quick hello and congratulations to someone. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Jim, you will absolutely love this, Jim.
Okay.
My sister-in-law at NASA and the cycle bus crowd in Galway won the Environmental Sustainability Award at Galway City Council Awards last night.
Wow. So are we playing a request for a load of cyclists?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, a load of cyclists who slow the city down every morning, but they do it for environmental sustainability.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, and we're about to talk about one of our most favourite things in the holdest widest world, food.
Food.
Yeah. It's the one guaranteed way to make us happy is to bring in food. And that's exactly what Adrian Martin has done. Chef Adrian Martin, good to see you.
Hello.
Welcome.
First of all, thank you very much for actually acknowledging that my birthday is happening.
Oh, yeah.
He came armed with a cake, which is amazing.
Which looks absolutely delicious. It's a sponge job.
Yeah, it's a Guinness chocolate cake. So it's like a pint of Guinness. So the bottom part is made with Guinness and chocolate, and then the top part is like cream cheese frosting. Yes, it's good.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not joking. Because I was watching his Instagram and he had like a Guinness Easter egg. So I was kind of like...
What? What are we wasting our time talking to you for? Listen, the reason that Adrian's with us, of course, you know Adrian from all sorts of stuff on the TV, regular on the 6 o'clock show on Virgin Media One. Of course, your own series, Chef Adrian Eats Ireland.
PJ's on actually one of the episodes.
I am on one of them.
He's also featured in a very famous Oscar Wilde book about a man who doesn't go old, and he's got a painting. It's amazing. Like, you just don't.
I know.
Change.
I don't at all. I'd say like
you're
when
a spooky man.
I say when I go to 30, I'll just end up being like an old wrinkly bag. Like I'd say, like it just all of a sudden happened.
I actually thought he was going to say like one of you.
Yeah. I think he meant to say that. But it's like it's spooky, man. Like what age are you now?
27. Yeah.
27. And like, why, if I was you, I'd enter Junior Master Chef and just lash them all out of it.
That would be brilliant.
Win the few grand.
They'd never guess.
It'd be amazing.
Just in case, you know, if for some reason you're not familiar with Adrian, right, you'll see when we put the pictures up and stuff, you'll realise what we're talking about.
Yeah, but he's looked the same. I met him, was that 4 years ago or something like that?
Sorry, 5 years ago.
Yeah, and you've amazingly got a little bit taller.
Well, I know.
He shouldn't even be. He's going to be like eventually a 35-foot
12-year-old
that looks like a 12-year-old.
The worst thing is I still get like ID'd for lotto tickets. That's my worst one. So I'm going in to like do the lotto or whatever. They'd be like, "Oh, have you got ID there? You have to be 18 to buy it." And I'm like, "I want you. Come on, I'm 27." Like,
this is unbelievable.
That's
oh my
amazing,
god! I mean, the man is a fully qualified chef. He's been on TV. He's got his own books and
books.
Everything. And people ask him for ID. It's the weirdest thing. Anyway, listen, the book is the reason that Adrian's in with us today. It's called Create Beautiful Food at Home, Adrian Martin. And I have to say to you, right, because we had a couple of copies of it. You were very good.
Yeah, we were flicking through.
And I tell you what's really good about it, right? I actually think I'd have a go at these.
That's good,
I actually think that I could do this.
I'm just saying,
sometimes
that's kind of the idea. Hopefully people try it.
A lot of those kind of food books and recipe books and stuff like that, you kind of think, where are you going to get blooming spice of the Indian?
But that's it, there's a lot of crap mentioned that you'd never have in the house.
Whereas you do sort of like, if you like, slightly posh twists on what is kind of standard
food. Basically, it's just kind of like taking ideas that I had over the years in restaurants and being like, all right, here, let's be honest, people are not going to have the most extravagant ingredients ever, but look, these things are doable. You know, you can buy these things
like
in the shops.
Like
and
smoked pork bellies. Pork bellies.
Pork belly, yeah.
That's good, yeah.
But again, I would never take that on, but this actually makes it sound like I could take it on.
Give us a rundown of it.
I tell you what you'd need. All you need is 800 grams of boneless smoked pork belly, right?
Yeah.
Skin on, that's very important.
The skin on is important. Yeah. You need that rind on there, so you do. A bit of crispy crackling, like, you know.
A bit of fresh thyme and a couple of tablespoons of oil. And then for Adrian's recipe, then you need the beetroot as well.
You see, I love that. I love any recipe that for me starts with, well, first of all, you need a pot. I mean, a hobbit.
A pot,
And this, it actually does it in sort of meal form, right? So it does, it does kind of starters, it does mains, it does desserts. So you can create your kind of meal. You know, cherry pick your bits of what you're going to put together for your actual dinner party.
It's the right job, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's good. Like, I enjoyed making it. To be honest with you, it took a long time to kind of compile it and put it together. But I really, really wanted it to be right, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, there's kind of a lot of things in there. Like, there's a lot of breads in there for people that are really, really into baking. See, there's a little index here you have. So there's pictures of absolutely everything.
It's an index with pictures.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, you gotta go all out on this thing. So I really wanted it to look just like absolute perfection. And it's kind of delighted how it turned out, you know?
It's hardback and whatever. It's that sort of coffee table sort of looks good as a book.
Yeah, yeah.
Apart from having stuff in it. By the way, the other thing, can I just say well done on including that section about the how-tos.
How-tos,
you know what I mean? Like, for stuff that's really basic. The only thing I will complain about is it doesn't tell you how to chop an onion.
It's one thing I never thought about putting in. Yeah. That's actually a good one.
I'm brutal at chopping anything. Can you
Well, look, I need swimming goggles and a hatchet.
Yeah.
I can actually get onion goggles. You can buy those.
Can you?
Yeah, there's such a thing. Yeah, onion goggles.
Oh, great. So now we've had avocado gloves and onion goggles. But no, listen, in fairness to you, fair play. It's a really, really good book and it looks fantastic. As I say, it goes through all of the different things. There's the bread section, starters, mains, desserts, all that. And that little how-to, but like the basics thing at the back.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
literally how you can make all those things that you never know the name
yeah,
of.
Yeah, but how many books have you had now?
That's my second.
That's your second. Yeah. So do you look at your first book now and you go, oh, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
Oh, it's dishes are like terrible. That. What was I thinking?
Well, it took me a long time to kind of find myself. Like, I trained in Michelin star restaurants and I trained in that kind of fine dining area. So, like, to remove myself from that and do... Remember when we did the show, Chef Adrian? Started, so all the food was kind of like healthy takeaways and all that kind of stuff. I was trying to find myself, to try and find my niche and see what, like, I was, like, good at or to even find what people wanted to respond to at home. So I did a book called Fakeaway, like, and to be honest with you, when I did this, this was kind of like really, really refreshing for me to go back to what I trained in and what I know and what like I perfected over the years, you know.
And you do this live, don't you? I mean, you do displays and demos and stuff.
Cooking demos all around Ireland,
yeah.
So we've got a lot of food festivals and a lot of kind of agricultural shows and stuff booked in this year. We've tasted Dublin,
and you were saying that
London.
The book has been picked up in the UK as well.
Yeah, it's mad. We were over there on Saturday because I was doing the promo video for it, and we walked into Waterstones there on Tower Bridge, and it's like, there it is. No, it's so amazing.
Yeah, it's great. It's
so cool. Yeah, it's daily. Yeah, it's in every single bookshop in the UK. They've kind of really responded really well to it. So I've never done any work in the UK in my life, to be honest with you, but this just kind of has platformed me there. So
I love the way you're sneaky, sneaking back up market. You know, just that, like, went from Train to Michelin star. Then the first book was, well, don't get a takeaway, make a Fakeaway at home. The second one is like, easy meals you can do that are like a restaurant. And the next one will be silver service. It'll be like,
there'll
just be a white dicky bow on the front of the cover of his next book.
We won't even get asked to interview him for that one. I'm certainly not dealing with those people, I can tell. The book is called Create Beautiful Food at Home. It is Chef Adrian Martin. We're actually going to set Adrian a bit of a challenge right now. Before do that though, we're gonna film it. We're gonna, because naturally you can't have a fantastic chef in and not have a challenge.
I'm not trying.
I'm a bit nervous about this now.
And the other thing we're gonna do is eat his cake.
Yes. Can we get to the cake?
But we do have actually chances for you to win copies of Adrian's book, don't we? I think we've got a few to give away. So are we going willy nilly random, or are we going to ask a question, or what do you want to do?
What was the name of Chef Adrian's first book?
Well done.
There you go. Yeah.
If you were listening to this interview, Then well done. Oh, I forgot.
What was the name of it again?
Best of luck with the book. Best of luck with all the stuff.
Thanks,
ChefAdrian.ie if you want to check out all of the stuff online and find out where he's going to be and where you can catch up with him and more about the book and all that sort of stuff. And in the meantime, we're going to go off and eat his cake and set him a challenge. Yeah, Mary Mary Shackles here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with BJ and Jim. 8:26 on this Wednesday, 17th of April. It is, of course, Birthday's Eve. Tomorrow, of course, being PJ Gallagher's birthday.
Yes, it is. Happy birthday to me.
And it's not a significant birthday. He's not 50 or 60 or anything like that.
What do you mean it's not significant? I'm 44.
People might be thinking to themselves, they're making a very big deal out of the fact that it's a birthday that, you know, like you'd have every year. And I just want, I have to explain to people that it's just your thing.
It's 44, two the same. If it was a bingo, clickety-click, 44.
You're right. By the way, well done to everybody who correctly spotted that Fake Away was the name of Chef Adrian's previous book.
Yeah, so well done.
I think we've a few of his current book to give away.
Five. I think we've five to give away, yeah. So we're going to select
five winners
sort of randomly, and then we'll send them out to you. So if you're one of the lucky winners of, not Fake Away, his new book, which
Create.
Is actually, Create. Yeah, it's really, really good. You'll receive it in the post.
Yeah. And by the way, if you were wondering about the challenge that we set, you're going to be able to see it very shortly, okay? Magic Mike is in the process of literally popping it up on social media as we speak. So you'll be able very shortly to see the challenge that we set Chef Adrian. And also an opportunity to see the delicious cake that we've eaten.
Right. And like, we really are making pigs of ourselves the last couple of days. It's been fantastic. It's been the best couple of days I can remember in a very long time.
Not only did we eat the cake, right, that Chef Adrian brought in, but we also had to do another Easter egg taste test.
Yes, we did.
Tara Duggan, you're being implemented,
involved, and
implicated in this as well. Okay, let's start.
I've literally had to be rolled into the studio here.
We tried
Cornish Fudge into the studio,
didn't we, from Lidl?
The Cornish Fudge is pretty deadly,
right? You had a great description of the Cornish Fudge, PJ. You said it was like chocolate chewing gum.
Oh yeah, it is like chocolate chewing gum, yeah.
gorgeous.
Yeah, it's very good, yeah.
It was
it's
very
lovely,
tasty.
Yeah. And it hangs around.
Yeah.
You know, when you eat chocolate, it's real good. You
know. I'd give that, I'll tell you, that's up there now. That's a 7, I think, for me.
I think so.
It was very good.
It's right
very
up
good
there.
Seven. Very good 7. And so that was the chocolate, the Cornish fudge.
The Cornish fudge.
And then we tried, what was the other one?
And then we tried the salted caramel Bailey's special egg.
Oh my God.
I was in a meeting with Andy Bad News. PJ comes running out to me and goes, "You need this in your life!" And hands me. He hands one to Andy Bad News, who proceeds to forget what we were having a meeting about, and his eyes start rolling in the back of his head in bliss.
Always a good way to have Andy
good
Bad News.
Good way to have him, yeah.
And we're all in agreement on this, aren't we? I think it's fair to say that. I think it's fair to say that this egg, I think, is the winner
We've more to try. We still have this weird shaped disc fused with gin.
Yeah, but so far, are we in agreement?
I think so.
Bailey's all the way.
So far, it is a life changing moment.
The salted caramel, specifically.
Caramel Bailey's truffles.
I'm
giving that a 9.
And a little.
I'm going a 9.7.
Yeah. Oh, I'll go level on 9s, would you? Like
Magic Mike?
I'll have to go with a 9.
A 9 as well.
It's because of the little chocolates that come with it as well, infused with the stuff.
And little stuff in the shell.
And they sprayed them gold. They sprayed them gold. Like, honestly, you're eating gold nuggets, for the love of God.
I think we've a couple left to see us through to to Easter. Tell you, people of Ireland, the stuff we do for you.
It's tell you,
hard work, this, you know?
Yeah, we're really taking the hit.
Not
I actually
easy.
Just realised it was a bad idea bringing it into Andy Bad News and Tara was in the office, because I probably just bargained another feckin' holiday for
it. Yeah, Blur and Park Life here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. By the way, that video is up if you want to see Chef Adrian's challenge. And also his cake. You can check it out on our Facebook page and on Twitter as well. You get a chance to see Chef Adrian Martin as we set him a challenge to create magic from... Well, it was literally create a silk purse from a sow's ear.
It was, yeah, in fairness.
We didn't specifically have a sow's ear to hand. But you know what I mean? It was along those lines.
In fairness, he'd have been better off. At least you can start with something there. Right, you can stuff it or
anyway,
something.
It's up there at the moment if you want to check it out on our Facebook and Twitter page. But in the meantime...
Right, well, look, it's unavoidable. No matter where you go, no matter where you turn, no matter who you talk to, whether you've never... You claim to be one of those people, "I'm the 1% that's never seen Game of Thrones." Yeah, right. There's more people saying they're the 1% that have never seen it than there is people saying they've actually watched every episode.
Exactly.
So there you go. But whatever, it doesn't matter. It's everywhere. It started again. And to say it has a big audience is putting a mile. We're talking a billion people.
Are you serious? Yeah. Is that what they estimate
over
around the world?
A billion people have watched the first episode of this series. A billion! A billion! It's absolutely the biggest TV monster of the modern day. It's incredible what's happening. And yeah, when you have a billion people watching something, you get a certain percentage of people who are going to ruin it
for
being
everyone.
Weirdos. We had it with Star Trek for years. We had the Trekkies and, you know, those people that went and they asked, all, you know, you'd meet William Shatner, and instead of saying, "How are you getting on? Love the show," they'd say, "Do you remember episode 9, series 5, when the Vulcan said that the capacitor unit was running on 5 volts? Well, I remember buying the old book, and it says another. Shut up! Nobody cares! You're getting carried away." Well, people are getting carried away.
With Game of Thrones?
Yeah, they are. So there's a new language course available, right? And yeah, and it allows the fans of Game of Thrones, although they do say it appeals to super fans, to learn the native tongue of Westeros. So you know Duolingo. You've heard of Duolingo, right?
Yeah,
it's a brilliant
app.
You can download it on
your
phone.
Should we try to use it,
did we? To learn Irish.
To learn Irish.
It's
that
really good.
Well.
It's actually a very good app.
Yeah, no,
It didn't go well because
Let's be clear. It was not the app that was at fault there. It was the... buffoons using it.
We're as consistent basically as a badly trained animal, to be honest with you. So you can use it, you can learn Irish on it, you can Spanish, French, you name it, the languages on it. They pride themselves in having languages for everything. Well, now Valyrian, the language of Valyrian from Game of Thrones, the Westeros, from the Isle of Westeros. You can learn Valyrian. So if you think maybe you've got too much time on your hands, if you think, what could I possibly do that will be utterly useless in 12 months' time? This is what you can do.
That's the way.
Don't learn Spanish. Don't learn Irish. Don't learn a language that may be useful to you. No, forget all that.
Yeah.
Learn something only other super nerds of the world can. I tell you something. You'd be able to speak Valyrian. You could nearly... can nearly hear the women swooning now, can't you? What do you say? You can speak
what
Valerian.
What a catch you would be.
What a catch.
Imagine, imagine dropping a chat-up line in Valerian. Unfortunately, I know absolutely no Valerian whatsoever, so I can't even pretend.
I can teach you a bit now.
Go on,
if you
give
want.
Us a bit of Valerian.
Right,
there.
Well, there's a few of the bits and just some examples here. So if you say, Scariot noise Zadrizi is ill.
Wow, you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say literally, not only would...
That means, where are me dragons?
Where? Does it?
It does, yeah. Apparently, yeah.
I tell you, drop that in as a chat-up line.
Oh, here, you can
drop
say this.
Drop that in the first date.
Say this, Jim. Avi Jaralian.
Avi Jaralian.
Well, thank you. Avi Jaralian, you too, Jim.
What's that mean?
I love you. Yeah, it's good.
There you go. You can say that to your favourite other half.
Yeah, well, there you go, Avi Jaralian, yeah. No, I mean, you just, I mean, God forget. Like, it puts Jatem in the halfpenny place, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So there you go, yeah. It's on Duolongi. 850,000 people have signed up to this, by the way. That's 850,000 super nerds have signed up to this. It's been voiced by the man who originally had to sort of design the language, because he got the books of the Game of Thrones, the original books, right?
Yeah.
And there's some Valyrian in it. So he had to use those exact words and then sort of frame a language around it for the TV show. So he's a linguistic expert.
I mean, straight away, that just seems like a huge amount of work for absolutely no good reason.
Well, it's all right, he's getting the benefit of 850,000 downloads. David J. Peterson is his name.
Oh, so he... Yeah, well, no, obviously he did it for the TV series, yeah. But did he do it for the app as well?
He did, he voices the app, yeah.
Oh.
He knows there's money in nerds.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. So he's done. It's on the app there. He can do it too. He's saying he's taking the course himself. Of course he's saying he's taking it seriously. He's selling a language that's completely useless in a very small window of time. But it just goes to show you, there are no levels to which people will not stoop to prove they are a bigger fan than you at something else. You know that way? It happens with everything.
Imagine being in the company of somebody like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing if you say to somebody, did you see last night's Game of Thrones? Did you see that happened and that happened or whatever? That's one thing. But if somebody starts, you know, spouting at you in Valyrian,
yeah,
that's when you know you need...
Nuhor Ilgrinaninja. You better pardon. I said Nuhor Ilgrinaninja. You obviously don't speak Valyrian. It means I'll take what's mine. Basically, it's your round, buddy. You'd be like, right, yeah.
Tell you what, I need to go home.
Yeah, do you know something? I remember when you used to say we were boring because we talked about football. Now you're sitting here speaking Valyrian. I'm going to give you a kick in the dragons now in a second.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, here we go. Breakfast Table Quiz for the Wednesday. Another chance to head off and enjoy a fabulous two-night stay at the House Hotel. It's Galway's four-star city centre boutique hotel. We have a couple of nights there for you to take. It's going to take a bit of doing. Not as bad as we originally thought, because it was a score of 13 yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was 14, so it's actually 13, which means 14 or more puts into the lead. Still a big ask, but we're going to go for it. It's been done. We had up to 18 before, which was kind of...
Very
incredible.
True.
But we'll go for it again. Paul Barton in Dublin's going to have a go this morning. How are you, Paul?
Hey, lad.
How's it going, Paul? How's tricks?
Not too bad. All good, yeah.
Happy days. What is today, work, rest or play for you? What are you up to?
It's work, unfortunately.
All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, sir, what can you do? How are you with quizzes normally? Do you do the old table quizzes or anything like that?
Now and again, but I just listen to this every morning now. I love it.
Right,
then
well then...
Nine or ten.
Let's hope a few more of those gold questions come back up. That'd be handy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sure. We'll do what we can for you anyway. Anyway, Paul, fair play to you for having a go. It's not an easy one this week.
Right, well, listen, here we go. 60 seconds for you to get at least 14 correct answers, Paul. Best of luck. We start now.
In what decade was Martin Luther King assassinated?
60.
In which Disney film did Belle fall in love with a hairy beast?
Oh, Beauty and the Beast.
What US pop diva had a 1984 hit song called Holiday?
Madonna.
On the Earth's surface, which line of latitude is the longest?
The equator.
In the old Soviet Union, what initials were used for the State Security Agency?
The KGB.
That's it. I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud is the first line of a poem written by who?
Oh, Pat.
William Wordsworth. A Great Dane is what kind of animal?
Dog.
What is the principal ingredient in paella and risotto?
Right.
In which film did Julia Roberts star with Richard Gere as a serial jilter?
Pretty Woman.
It was Runaway Bride. Huckleberry Finn escapes from his father by sailing down what river?
Oh, the Mississippi.
In which children's story does an unattractive bird become a swan?
the ugly duckling.
The carpal bones are found in what part of the body?
The foot.
It's the wrist. In Ireland, does a boreen refer to a road or a motorway?
A road.
In E.T., what is the name of the boy who finds and befriends a stranded alien? That's it, Elliot, you got
well
it.
Well done, well done.
Ooh, I tell you something, you were unlucky in that there was a lot of words in those questions.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It sort of slows things up a little bit when I have to say years and everything. Yeah.
And are the carpal bones only found in the wrist? Yeah?
Only the wrist, yeah. That's why you get carpal tunnel syndrome from fiddling around with your phone too much, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was confusing them with the old metatarsals, I think. That's what
that's what I was thinking too.
Very similar,
we're all in the same boat there, Paul. Right, let's see how we did. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, that's a... You see? Another one of those scores where you, on any other week you'd be flying, do you know the way?
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, it was a brave effort, Paul. Well done for having a bash at us. And thanks for playing. Have a good day.
No problem.
Cheers, man.
See you later, Paul. Have a go again. You'll definitely win some other week. He was flying.
Absolutely. Any other week, and that would be good enough.
And they weren't
easy
questions. To be honest, I was reading them out going, I hope I know the answer, and it's written in front of me.